WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And the week is just flying by. We will have today's edition of the Gen X Files coming up a little bit later on this hour after the 7:30 news. And we have a lot of things that are going on. Of course, last night I got a chance to talk about the Bridgewater Triangle at the Lakeville Public Library. Full house for that. Tonight I'll be at the Wareham Library at 6:30 doing the same thing. But there's also some fun things. We told you yesterday how Oliver Robbins, who played Robbie in Poltergeist 1 and 2, he's going to be in New Bedford on Friday. He's going to be signing his new children's book and meeting everybody and taking pictures with them at the Horror Family LLC. It's the horror store that's in downtown New Bedford next to 6s and 7s. He's going to be there this Friday night from 6 to 8. You can stop by there and meet him. And then while you're downtown, head on over to Kojo's Toy World after that, because Danhausen is going to be there. The AEW wrestling star, and he's just quite the character. I really don't know how to describe Danhausen. If you know who he is, you know who he is. If you don't know who he is, I can't describe him except to say very nice, very evil. He's going to be there for an in-store meet and greet. And they'll be selling items from his personal collection. That's going to be starting at 7 p.m. on Friday at Kojo's Toy World. So you can meet both Oliver Robbins, who played Robbie in Poltergeist, and Danhausen downtown this Friday between the Horror Family and Kojo's Toy World. And it's a short walk between the two. Park in the middle and just walk to the two. And if you do know Danhausen, you know he's quite the character, and he'll be in character while he's there too. So his real name is Donovan Danhausen. His dad is Brian Danhausen, who's actually a paranormal investigator. He's been featured on some different TV shows and stuff like that. So speaking of TV, tonight, 9 p.m., Discovery Channel. Well, I guess it's just Discovery now. It's not Discovery Channel, but it's just Discovery. On the show Expedition X, they're going to be focusing on the Bridgewater Triangle. And myself and Moniz will probably be on it. I'm in the little snippet they put online, so I'm assuming that they use some of the footage they filmed with us. So I know they went to a town hall format, and they had residents come and tell their own stories of what they encountered in the Bridgewater Triangle. And then they have the show's investigators, Phil Torres and Heather Amaro. They're going to be investigating the triangle. So, I mean, it looks pretty intense from the little bits of video that have come out. But I, as always with these programs, I worry because they come in with all these ideas and then they go off in a different direction when they get there. So, like, when they call and they talk to us and they say, well, this is what we're doing. And I'm like, oh, that sounds really good. And then, like, in execution, it doesn't really come out that way. Like, for example, what's that show? The Skinwalker Ranch show. They had the spinoff series, and for that, they came to the Bridgewater Triangle a couple of years ago. And for whatever reason, they didn't. You know, I talked to the producers, but they didn't use me for anything. And then when I saw the way that episode came out, I was like, well, I'm glad they didn't use me for anything. Because they just completely came in with their own idea of what the story was and how they were tying it into the Skinwalker Ranch without actually letting the local history speak for itself. So I felt like it was, you know, wasn't really well done. And other productions have come in and kind of done the same thing, where they've said, well, we want to tie this into something else, or we think we know what's going on. And you really can't do anything about that. You know, these shows aren't news. They're not documentaries. They're entertainment. And they're going to shape the story the way they want to shape the story. But this show, Destination X, being associated with Josh Gates and the Destination Truth, Destination Unknown, all of that franchise, you know, the people have come to know and trust in Josh Gates and his approach. So I think, you know, there's probably good things that are going to happen tonight. And I don't really watch the show, so I don't really know that much about it. I did watch the episode on The Conjuring House a couple of weeks ago, and I said, it's kind of weird. They couldn't get into the house itself because of all the stuff that's been going on with it. But they went into the neighbor's house. Okay. I've never heard of the neighbors having activity, but I guess when the production shows up and says, we'll pay you X amount of money to film in your home, you'll say, sure, we've got ghosts. I'm not saying I know that that's what happened, but. So 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and chime in, we can talk about some of the news stories of the day, including, as I was saying, we're going to have to wait to get information on the plane crash. The NTSB investigator saying it could take as much as a year to get the final report back. And they cautioned not jumping to conclusions about it being weather related or really any particular reason for it. So you'll know when we know as soon as we hear more about it, but that's what we know now. They've removed the debris from the highway. The lanes have reopened. We also had the passing of the woman who was rescued from the Elm Street fire in New Bedford a couple of weeks ago. That or was it last week? But that woman who was rescued from the third floor of that home and had serious injuries at the time, she succumbed to those injuries. And her name has not been released yet. She's only been identified as a woman in her 70s. But that's why here in National Fire Prevention Month, we want to make sure that everybody reads those fire prevention tips at the end of that article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So after you read all the information and the news about the story, keep scrolling and you'll find the ABCs of fire safety. And we have some different fire safety galleries that we put at the end of these stories to just constantly be reminding you to be vigilant about it. You know, I use electric heaters, especially this time of year where I don't want to turn the main heat on. So if I'm going to be in one room for a couple of hours, I just turn on a little heater and I turn it on and warm the room up and then I'll turn it off. But one thing that I won't do is I won't leave the room with one of those heaters still plugged in, because I know if I unplug it, then I know I turned it off. Now, these, I always use the ones that are, well, one of them is very safe. You can't really start a fire with it unless, you know, just being plugged in does. But most of the ones that they make now, you know, if they fall over, they turn off. But you're still dropping a warm heater onto like a rug or something. So you got to be really careful when you're using them. And so that's why I always just make sure I unplug them before I leave the room. And we also do this very New Englandy thing where we might turn on the heat while we still have the air conditioner in the window. Because you never know, we could get another heat wave, right? There could be 80 degrees the last week of October, the way New England weather goes. But start by closing the window. Start by taking the air conditioner out of the window. And then you'll notice maybe you don't even need to turn that heat on yet. But we're in some good weather today. It's a little overcast out there, but it's 54 degrees. The wind has calmed down. The rain has stopped after a couple of days of wet weather. And now you look outside, now it definitely looks like fall. The trees have changed color. Some of the trees don't have their leaves anymore because of the wind. It feels now like mid-October because it is now mid-October. And you know what would be a nice thing to have for dinner in October? Some celebrity pork chops from the butcher shop. Make that up with a little bit of applesauce or maybe some apple stuffing. And that's just one of the many great things you can get at the butcher shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, where doesn't matter what season it is, it's always meat season. They've always got something you can throw on the grill, even if you're standing out there in 5-degree weather, throwing something on the grill. But of course, you can also cook it in the house too, if that's, you know, what you prefer. But I'm going to go for the grill every time. And you can also get all kinds of other great things to warm you up, like their delicious homemade foods and some of their beer and wine. So just go downstairs and they've got bottles of wine from $5 to $500. And of course, homemade things that you just can't get anywhere else. Where can you go out and get a whole French meat pie to bring home? Cook that up, warm that up for the family. So all that and more at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Check it out. You are sure to find something delicious. And then report back to me. Tell me what you got and what you thought about it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, I don't know. Depends if I'm not sure what I heard a few minutes ago. Are you endorsing Ed Markey, that demon devil?
I think you did misheard, because what I said was basically the opposite. Said I agree with Seth Moulton that we don't need to give a 6-year term to an 80-year-old.
Okay, but is that the only reason you wouldn't vote for him?
Well, it all depends on who runs against him.
Why don't you educate the people out here on all the rotten crap that man's been doing? He voted to have babies who survive an abortion, suffering as it is. They come out from an abortion and they survive, and he wants the babies left on a table somewhere to scream until they die. He also took a mental fit when he found out that Trump got rid of that boat that was coming in full of drugs. Yeah, he took a fit about that, same way he killed Americans and blah, blah, blah. So why don't they put the truth out here about Ed Markey, another demented demon from hell? The devil's waiting for him when he dies. He'll never get my vote. Not once. Not a single time. And it's true that he is old enough. In with the new. Put the younger people in. But I've heard some people say that runner-up against him is just a copy of him. That's what I'm hearing.
No. Seth Moulton is definitely a lot different than Ed Markey.
Well.
Moulton, I think Moulton's point overall is a good one. The Democrats can't just keep doing what they've been doing. They've got to have new blood. They've got to have new ideas, and they've got to have new, and maybe, you know, some of that has to be more centrist, less of the extreme left stuff.
Well, he better watch his step, because his own people, the Democrats, might come after him.
Well, they have in the past. They have in the past, because he's opposed transgender sports, transgender people playing in sports. So, you know, he's definitely invoked the ire of them. But he speaks what he thinks is the right thing to do and what he thinks his constituents want.
I'm one of those people who truly believe that the Democrats are causing all the death out here. They're having people killed. You don't think that?
Well, that's because you just believe insane conspiracy theories.
Listen. So you don't think that the Democrats had any involvement at all in the death of Charlie Kirk?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
You really don't think so?
No.
Well, your mind is sick and twisted.
You think the Democrat Party had Charlie Kirk killed?
I absolutely do.
Okay.
We see what they're doing.
What about all the people who post online and say Erica Kirk had him killed?
Listen, I go into all those chat rooms and I hear the things they're saying.
Right. There's crazy ideas on all sides. It doesn't mean they're right.
Listen, you know the truth, Mr. Weinberg, but you have to oppose me because that's your job over there. It gets
no, I'm not. I'm not gonna. I don't ever say anything just because somebody thinks that I'm supposed to. I say things because it's what I believe.
Murdered a young man like that with two little kids.
Yeah, a crazy person did that. Yes, not the Democrat Party.
A crazy person hired by other crazy people. And another one who needs her mouth wide shut is Maxine Waters, AOC, Hillary Clinton. all of them.
So anybody that just says things you don't agree with should shut up. How very Donald Trump of you.
You're still hating on a man that just released
hostages?
The hostages, and he let them go. You can't even come out and say, well, Donald Trump at least.
I already did.
Well, not enough for me, because I missed it. Not enough for me. He did that, and they still hating on him. They still hating on him.
Well, listen, just because somebody does one good thing, if you don't like the other things they do, that doesn't change your opinion of the person. You just say, okay, they did one good thing that I liked.
Answer one question. How did Massachusetts ever get to be have a title? Like, you know, it's a Massachusetts state. Was that because of Kennedy?
There
should be going. We should never be labeling the states.
I don't know what you're referring to. I got a little confused.
There should never be parties. No parties. Get rid of the parties. And start voting for people on their merit for the things they do. Donald Trump, I'll always say this, and I know you don't like it, but Donald Trump is the best president we're ever going to see in our lifetime. Another one was Ronald Reagan. He came out with a lot of stuff. Do you listen to your own station? Because late at night, they put a lot of good stuff on there.
Well, I'm asleep late at night.
Talking and, Hey. Put a baby who was born alive and suffered the ravages of an abortion and leave it on a table somewhere in the room and let them scream until they die. Well, Mr. Markey, I wish you could hear me, because I would tell you how I would like you to die. I would like you to get an abortion.
Well, Ed Markey is also fighting to keep AM radio in cars, which is something that I know that you support.
Yeah,
you like AM radio.
That sounds okay. Yep, that's okay for you, yeah.
So
you say it's okay for things like...
Well, but it's okay for you, too. So can you admit that Ed Markey did one good thing?
What do you think?
No, you can't.
Die on a table. Just answer that.
Nobody wants to see that.
Now, I'm asking you. Don't stick other people in. I'm asking you.
I don't. I don't. Just like nobody
Thank
wants to see that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Were Including
you
Ed Markey.
Trump shooting down that boat that was coming in full of drugs to kill our children here?
Yes.
You're against that?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's not the way that you handle something like that.
That is the way you handle it.
You don't kill citizens of another country without declaring war against them.
If that's the way to stop it, then, hey, what do they call it? Collateral damage?
No,
is that what they
no. That's not the right way to handle things. No.
Yeah. It had to go down. We have to stop the drugs from coming in.
How would you feel if somebody in Maine was growing marijuana and bringing it over the Canadian border and giving it to kids in Canada, and then the Canadian government killed an American citizen? Wouldn't you be outraged by that?
They weren't bringing marijuana.
Fine. Let's say somebody's bringing heroin from Maine over the border into Canada and giving it to kids, and then the Canadian government kills that American citizen. You'd be okay with that?
There's nothing I can do about it. We have to stop it. There's no other way.
No.
I also say
it's
that
called law enforcement.
Busy Democrats and what they're trying to do. Letitia James needs to go to prison. Period. And I can write down a whole list for you. The next time I can rattle off the list.
You don't have to read the list to me. I can just listen to Donald Trump and read his tweets, and I know exactly what you're going to say.
Of course you're going to hate on him. You're going to hate on him all the time because why? You still can't answer it. When I ask people who hate Donald Trump why they hate him, they rabble off all this stupid crap. Well, look at the way he talks and he makes fun of people. I don't go
because
by
I
that.
Don't I like his policies. That. Because I don't like him as a person.
But you can't tell me
because
what the
I don't.
Are.
I don't.
I've asked you.
I don't.
What
everything that he's done. Everything that he's done
what?
Is something
like
that
what?
I don't like. Killing.
Educate me.
Killing people that are sovereign citizens of another country without. Talking to that
that's
government
it?
Without working
okay,
with that
so
government
it?
To do it.
You
that's
mean,
that's just
mentioned.
One. How about the fact that everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie?
We are talking about the Democrats now.
No.
Yes, you are. You're siding with those
listen,
evil
listen,
sons
here,
of bitches.
Okay, first of all, don't use that language on the radio. Secondly...
Well, it's okay for Barry. It's okay for Barry to break that rule, but not me because it's his show. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I'm in charge of this show, and I'm saying we're not using that language on this show.
Thank you.
Secondly, okay, you can't come on the radio and talk to me about disliking Donald Trump with all the garbage that you say about Democrats. You are the most hypocritical person that calls in.
But they're murderers.
You have no proof of that. And you just have insane conspiracy theories that you find on YouTube. And then you call in and you say all these nasty things about people. But then if I say something negative about Donald Trump, you get all down my throat. Mary, you're the most hypocritical person I've ever heard call into the station.
Hey, I have no proof of it. But I have proof of Ed Markey wanting babies killed because he does. He's out there.
All right. Well, listen, Ed Markey's not going to win the election no matter what. So don't worry about it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Goodbye now.
Okay.
You too.
All right. We spent way too much time on that. But do you see what I'm talking about with the hypocrisy? All right. I've got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get the news. Then we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files and more calls with you. 508-996-0500.
Waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
The U.S. begins to charge Chinese ships to dock at our ports. Supreme Court turning down Alex Jones's attempt to block a defamation judgment, and life expectancy rates are back to pre-COVID levels.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The U.S. has begun charging Chinese ships to dock at American ports.
The Chinese government is coming back with a tit-for-tat. Officials there saying that they plan to impose similar fees on U.S. ships docking in China. It comes as the Trump administration threatens to impose 100% tariffs on Chinese goods amid a dispute over rare earth mineral exports. President Trump expected to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the next few weeks. I'm Jim Roop.
The White House honored Charlie Kirk's life and legacy on what would have been his 32nd birthday yesterday.
Charles James Kirk was a visionary and one of the greatest figures of his generation. He was truly an amazing figure.
Speaking from the Rose Garden, President Trump called Kirk a fearless warrior and an American patriot. Trump posthumously awarded Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Kirk's wife, Erica, was also there in attendance and spoke to the audience, thanking them for their support. The conservative activist was shot and killed while speaking at a Turning Point rally in Utah in September. The Supreme Court has dealt a legal blow to conservative media personality Alex Jones.
The Supreme Court is turning down an attempt by Jones to block a $1.5 billion defamation judgment against him. The conspiracy theorist was hit with the massive judgment over his false claims that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax. The parents of the child victim secured the judgment. The court made no comment when rejecting the appeal of the state court ruling. I'm Michael Kastner.
Eight people are dead after a fiery six-vehicle pileup in Georgia. Police say it happened on Monday on Interstate 85 in Jackson County near the city of Athens. Preliminary reports say an 18-wheeler was following too closely behind a Dodge van, hit the van from the rear, causing a chain reaction crash. The van was engulfed in flames, killing all eight people on board. The union representing musicians on Broadway has authorized a strike. Here's Scott Pringle.
The musicians have been trying to negotiate a new contract, and the sticking points appear to be over wages and health care benefits. No word yet if a strike will happen, but on Monday it was authorized through a vote, and it would impact a lot of shows on Broadway if there is a strike. Meanwhile, the Broadway League has been struggling to get a new contract in place for the actor and stage manager union. A mediator is being brought in on Friday for their negotiations.
New research shows life expectancy in the world has returned to pre-pandemic levels. Data shows in 2023, life expectancy was 76.3 years for women and 71 and a half years for men. COVID was the leading cause of death in 2021, but fell to 20th in 2023. Death rates among children and young adults have increased in some places in the world, including parts of North America. Google's Frightgeist is keeping tabs on the most popular Halloween costumes in the nation. The site using data from Google Trends to determine which costumes are coming up most often in a given city. Nationally, the top five most popular costumes for 2025 are all from K-pop Demon Hunters and Labubu, the highly sought-after collectible dolls, ranking high for kids, dogs, and overall decor.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Bees and Golden Knights in Vegas facing off at 10. Celtics-Raptors preseason, Garden tonight, 7:30.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Well, finally, some dry weather today. Look for a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures in the afternoon heading up to 63. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Late night lows drop into the upper 30s. Mostly sunny for Thursday, but it's a windy and chilly day. High temperature only 55. The wind will make it feel colder. And the outlook for Friday, a mix of clouds and sun. Less wind with a high around 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petraga.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, before we get into the Gen X Files, just a couple of quick app chat messages so we can get caught up on those. We played some Shaggy earlier. Participation Trophy Wife says, favorite Shaggy memory for me is hearing him and Maxi Priest sing That Girl on the radio from the local studio when they were playing at the Melody Tent. The 90s were weird. They were, but we had the best music. Josh says, good morning. The area between Sawyer Street and Cogswell Street on Belleville Avenue is blocked due to a car accident where a car is on its side. Wow. I mean, usually that's the sign of, you know, something getting hit at a high rate of speed in an area where it's kind of hard to speed. So we'll keep an eye on that. But thank you for the heads up, Josh. And now it is time to go into our daily look at all things pop culture.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix Restaurant in Dartmouth. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Jim Palmer, the winningest major league pitcher of the 1970s, celebrates his 80th birthday today. Richard Carpenter, one half of the Carpenters musical group, is 79. Comedian Larry Miller turned 72. You might remember him as the dad in 10 Things I Hate About You. Bam! Fall River's own celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse is 66 today, as is Sarah, Duchess of York. Singer Eric Benet is 59, while actress Vanessa Marsile is 57. Dominic West from The Wire is 56. And musician Genuine is riding that pony for his 55th birthday today. The princess of hip-hop soul Keisha Cole turns 44, while actor Paul Walter Hauser celebrates his 39th birthday today. In 1977, Debbie Boone began a record-breaking 10-week run at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 with You Light Up My Life. At the time, it marked the longest stay at the top of the pop chart, breaking a record previously held by Guy Mitchell's 1956 hit Singing the Blues. Yes, but did they put Singing the Blues into 4 million greeting cards that when you opened them, they played a digitized version of You Light Up My Life? No? Nobody else got those? Okay. In 1987, Bob Barker, host of The Price is Right, stopped dyeing his hair. The audience gave him a standing ovation when he came on stage with his white-haired self. October 15th, 1988, UB40 went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with their version of the Neil Diamond song, Red, Red Wine. Also on this date in 1988, Bon Jovi began a four-week run at the top of the Billboard 200 with New Jersey. The album produced five Billboard Hot 100 top 10 singles, the most top 10 hits to date for a hard rock album. On this date in 1995, Paul and Linda McCartney were the guest voices on Fox's The Simpsons in an episode called Lisa the Vegetarian. Paul's stipulation for appearing was that Lisa's decision to become a vegetarian would be a permanent character change, to which producer David Merkin agreed. October 15th, 1996, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee was charged with assault for attacking a cameraman who was trying to take pictures of Lee and his wife Pamela Anderson Lee outside of an L.A. club. After pleading no contest, Lee was sentenced to 4 months in prison. In October 15, 1997, Michael Jackson played the last eight of the History Tour at Kings Park Rugby Stadium in Durban, South Africa. During the tour, Jackson performed 82 concerts in 58 cities to over 4.5 million fans, visiting five continents and 35 countries. In October 15, 2000, Radiohead went to number one on the U.S. album chart with Kid A, the group's fourth album. And it became the first Radiohead release to debut at number one in the U.S. I can't help but smile when I hear this song. It's called Frolic, and it's the theme song to Curb Your Enthusiasm, which premiered on this date in 2000 on HBO. Also on this date, in 2001, Smallville premiered on the WB. In 2006, the legendary New York City Music Club CBGB held its final show, with Patti Smith performing the last set. October 15, 2007, Britney Spears visited an L.A. police station to be photographed and printed ahead of her hit-and-run court case. The 25-year-old singer spent about 30 minutes at the station after a judge ordered her to submit to the procedures. Spears was charged the month prior for allegedly crashing into a parked car while driving without a valid license. And October 15th, 2014, U2 frontman Bono said he was sorry after their latest album was automatically added to the libraries of all iTunes users around the world a few weeks prior, saying the move was, quote, a drop of megalomania, a touch of generosity. iTunes users complained that the 11-track Songs of Innocence album had been added to their music library without permission and that it was not clear how to delete it. That's the Gen X Files for October 15th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. This week, try the Pumpkin Bliss French Toast or the Peanut Butter Delight. I don't know why people were so upset about that album. It was a pretty good album. I mean, I guess if you couldn't figure out how to delete it, that was a problem. But iTunes giving you a free record, yeah. And I don't know. I enjoyed it. But I'm also a mega U2 fan. Not my favorite of their albums, though. Pretty down on the list. But, you know, still produced a couple of great songs and gave us the whole If There Is a Light, you know, that whole segment of the song, which was later reused again in another song. But, you know, kind of connect. Anyway, nobody else is as big of a U2 fan, Tim, as you. Don't just stop. Okay, fine. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back. More with you. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Well, I hit the wrong
Gen X one.
No, not that one. This one.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Days of diamonds, some days of rocks, some doors are open, some roads are blocked, sundowns are golden, then fade away.
Welcome back in. Let's take a phone call here before we got to get our final break in for the hour. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hanging in there. I think I want to talk about Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense. Now they call it a Secretary of War.
Yes.
Or the War Department. I think he's the wrong guy for the job.
Why do you think that?
I think it's troubling that Qatar, an agreement with the U.S. and Qatar to build an Air Force base in the mountains of Idaho and train them with fighter jets. Because it was reported on CBN News that Qatar is known to have given over $1 billion to terrorist organizations, including Hamas and Taliban. And here, in the middle of our nation, we're going to have an Air Force base to Qatar, a country that's funding those who are hostile to the United States. And the other thing I'm troubled by with Pete Hegseth, he wants all journalists to sign a contract that they're going to be spoon-fed the news. I'm not talking about, you know, confidential, highly classified information or confidential, but unclassified. He wants to control the media. You know, this is an extremist on the right, to control the freedom of the press, for us to know, you know, if our politicians, those elected officials that are supposed to be working for us, that they're not up to corruption or undermining our nation. So Pete Hegseth is an extremist, and I think he needs to be, Donald Trump needs to put him out of office. Very troubling to have Qatar and now trying to silence our freedom of the press. It's, Americans should be very troubled by this.
I would agree.
I thought I'd bring that up. You know, that's something that's very troubling, is the extremists on the left and the right. You know, people have to pay attention because, you know, they might think they have good intentions, but they have to see, you know, where this country's going. And national security, Qatar Air Force Base in Idaho, big mistake. And I don't want the War Department, as Trump wants to call it, to control the freedom of the press. And then we're not going to know what's going on in corruption and those who are trying to undermine our country.
Right. Keep in mind, people who've been covering the Pentagon for years know how to report on the Pentagon without, you know, putting national security at risk.
Right, without compromising, right,
and this
highly
is,
classified information.
This is also,
so he wants all the journalists to sign on the dotted line and be spoon-fed the news.
And it's also coming from the guy with the Signal app scandal. So that's,
and the guy that worked for Fox on top of that.
Right.
Because that's what he worked for. That was his job before being selected by Trump.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
All right. Take care, Tim.
Have a good day. All right. We got to take this final break, and we'll be back to wrap up this hour. And then we have a whole other hour with you coming up. But stick around. All right. Well, we are out of time for this hour. So we're going to go to the news. We'll get the ABC news as well as the local news with Mike Roberts. And I just